I guess the tricky thing is the cost. But can you talk about the presentation you did at ASCA relevant to cost?
Sure. What we tried to do is we had a panel discussion at ASCO this year that had a number of different stakeholders presenting their slant and their issues in their world with regard to cost of cancer care and how it impacts access to drugs and societies, economies, and budgets. And one of the things that comes out when you start to flesh out the issues is that the cost of cancer drugs per se doesn't make up a huge percentage of the overall healthcare budget in the United States. And so to sort of point to this issue and say cancer drugs are going to bankrupt us is not correct. And in fact, although the United States is on average spends more of their gross domestic product per person than other countries, the fact is that our economy is sustaining this number, and it's a decision that we make as a society about our discretionary spending, that we want to spend it on medical care rather than some other product. So from, you know, a pure economist standpoint, you know, as long as people are willing to pay for it, it's okay. The problem is that because of how our healthcare system is set up and how treatment is paid for in the United States, we have a system where there are haves and have-nots. So there are individuals who have no health insurance, and certainly the willingness of a hospital to provide charity care to such an individual is pretty low. And among people who have insurance, people have different levels of insurance. Some people have very low copays, some people have high copays. The ability to get oral medications differs, and the percentage of that that you might have to pay for differs by your insurance plan. So we have some people who are, for the first time in my own practice, having to make decisions, trade-offs. If I'm going to have this drug, this oral medication that I have to pay 20% of, then I'm sacrificing this. Now, it may be, you know, putting off retirement, it may be the nest egg, but the bottom line is that people are now having to make decisions. Injectable growth factors. Patients are having to come to the hospital to have them administered when they could otherwise self-administer them at home because of how insurance is set up. Insurance carriers are paying a lot more attention to off-label use than in the past. And as more and more of these expensive drugs are marketed, I believe that the insurance carriers are going to pay more and more attention to how we're using them. And in the past, nobody looked twice at, you know, what disease you used 5-FU for, or what setting you used 5-FU for. But when the drug is $5,000 a month, insurance carriers, the payers, are paying attention to this. So I do think because of how healthcare is paid for in the United States, we're getting into a fairness issue where some people have it and some people don't. And that's not fair. So from the standpoint of how society looks at this problem of increasing costs for cancer treatment and diagnosis, I think the bottom line is that we, as a key stakeholder, that is the medical oncology profession, we've got to do what it takes to ensure that all patients have access to excellent care. And one of the ways that, you know, we can do our part is by making sure that our use of cancer treatment is evidence-based. The less wasteful we are, the less of a problem this becomes. So the key is to use drugs in an evidence-based fashion, treatment in an evidence-based fashion, and also to support clinical research that is going to gain us the evidence. And one of the key types of clinical research that's critical here is identifying which patients are going to benefit and which patients aren't going to benefit from the new drugs. So cetuximab, as a single agent, 1 out of 10 patients will have an anti-tumor response. That's not to say that only 1 out of 10 benefits, but it gives you the idea that the benefit for most patients who get cetuximab is small. I mean, some people have a tremendous benefit, and so that's why we give it to everybody. But if we could identify who are the people that are going to respond and who shouldn't get this drug because they're not going to respond, that will go a long way to keeping down healthcare costs. So we really need to continue the research in this area to find out who should be getting what drug.